Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Dave Chase.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we want to talk about the second Cass County Bike Trails Expo being held coming up real soon. So give us time, place, all that stuff we need to know.
It's our second expo is going to be held at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic on Monday, April 29th, this coming Monday. The doors open at 6 o'clock and our program will begin at 7. So people have an opportunity to go around and see the various displays of the organizations that are going to be there.
So if you can't be there for the whole time, you could at least come maybe at 6 o'clock and see what's there and so on. But if you can stay, you have a couple of speakers.
Yes, we have a couple of speakers coming in, but it is a drop-in event. You can come in and look around, stay for as much of the program as you want to stay for. But we do have two excellent speakers this year. Our keynote speaker is Brian Leaders from the National Park Service. He's a landscape architect. He works out of Omaha and Council Bluffs, and he's been quite instrumental in working on regional trail projects in Pottawatomie and Shelby County and has offered his services to us as well. So it'll be interesting to hear Brian talk about his initiatives and what he can bring to the table for regional trail development. And then Dave Sturm from Snyder & Associates will give an update on our current trail projects. We have a couple, three going on, as you know, and so he's going to give us an update there, the engineers that have been working with us.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting in terms of the local things because there for a while, the work has been going on for years. And I know there was stuff going on in Ottoman County when I worked there. That's been a long time ago. That's been over 15 years ago. And it seems like they're finally beginning to really happen.
In bits and pieces, things have come along. Of course, the major starting point was the acquisition of the railroad right-of-way and developing the T-Bone Trail to where it is today, and that was a major push at that time. And then trying to connect the trail into Atlantic and the various other trail projects that have gone on, Lake Anita, now the Schulberg Quarry trails that are developing at a fast rate, bike lanes on the streets, those things have all come about. And I have to tip my hat to Ed and Myra Kyle, who have devoted a lot of time recently to lighting a fire under our organization and getting things moving.
Well, you know, sometimes somebody new comes to the community and they can see things a little differently and have some skills to keep things going. So, yeah, we do need to say thank you to them. And then going back to Brian Leaders, you talked about he's talking about this on a regional basis. And I think some of us who maybe aren't bicyclists saying, oh yeah, people are just out riding their bikes, and we don't think about all kind of the repercussions and good things that happen from that.
Yeah, and if you're into bicycling at all now, I think that you can see developing around the metropolitan areas, especially in central Iowa, networks of trails. And the current focus is to try to link these trails into statewide and regional trails. People like to have a place to go. They just don't like to ride in circles all the time. So if you have destinations, so you have places and good-sized towns along the way, like Atlantic, get a motel room or camp or do that sort of thing, the linkages now are becoming important, and people have a lot of imagination and creativity of how to make these links. So that's what we're excited about now. And into the future, we're right now Atlantic is on the path of the American Discovery Trail. It's because of the T-Bone Trail we're on that route, and that's a nationwide cross-country trail from Maryland to Oregon, which is being developed. It was the idea came about 10, 15 years ago, too, so that's coming into play.
Well, yeah, we get all excited about the RAGBRAI and all the people who come from basically all over the world to ride in RAGBRAI, but that's once a year. Mm-hmm. Now, if we had a good trail system, that might happen more often.
We get more traffic, and since you bring that up, I wanted to talk a little bit about the economic development aspects of trails. University of Northern Iowa has done a recent study about the economic impact of bicycling and trails on Iowa, and it amounts to $364 million a year. And know that because that's just one day short of $1 million a day, and that takes into account RAGBRAI and all of the other trails that are developed. Iowa's really done a quite good job in trail development.
That's excellent. And you know, there are lots of other states that are way ahead of us, but that doesn't mean we can't catch up, because I think the railroad changes has made a big difference in Iowa in terms of, you mentioned the
The abandoned railroad rights of way have given a path to allow the development of trails. And in other states, they have developed along those same lines. But Iowa has been somewhat of a leader in terms of trail mileage. It's just the speed of development has been a little slower than other states.
Well, and a wonderful place to come bicycling. Most of the time, you don't have a lot of traffic. You don't have air pollution. I mean, there's just so many good reasons why you might want to come to Iowa to ride your bike.
That's right. And it's a little safer when you're on trails than on the roadways.
Rather than on the highway. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about Dave and Barb a little bit.
Oh, I didn't know that was going to
happen. I didn't forewarn you about that. Okay. Well, you know, when did you guys decide to get into bicycling?
Oh, we've been in bicycling since we came to Atlantic. Raleigh and Sandy Lansness got us involved in that. We've been for 40 years, Raleigh invited me to go on Ragbri with him, and so that started that thing. And after 32 of them now, I can say that it's been a great joy. It's been, for the health aspects of it and just enjoyment, it's my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And Barb's too.
Yeah,
we ride
that's great. Well, and it is a great opportunity for families as well as, you know, individuals to get out there and do something together. And it's fun every once in a while to see on the trail, it'll be mom, dad, and three kids or whatever, and some of them may be pushed in the stroller or behind their bike. I mean, there's lots of opportunities there for family activity.
And there's social aspects to it as well. We're the members of a couple of bike organizations, one being Iowa Tandem Society. Barb and I have been, and we've met just a lot of wonderful people who have a similar interest, and that's been a real benefit to us.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to eat lots of interesting places. So, I mean, that kind of relates to the culture, because different towns and different places have a little different culture.
Well, we eat to bike and bike to eat is our motto is.
But I'm glad you mentioned the health aspect of it, and that, you know, for some people say, well, that's why I do it. But there's just so many other positives for doing bicycles. Mm-hmm. What about equipment? I'm sure you can, you know, you've got the little bicycle that you had when you were a kid, but that's not quite what most people do on Ragbri or long distances. Let's kind of, Ragbri is kind of a whole different thing, I think.
We all started out with our Huffy or our Swin, and we gradually, if you get interested in bicycling, it's just like fishing or hunting or anything else. You can spend as much money as you want to on that and get into higher quality types of equipment. We have a nice little bike shop here in Atlantic. Frank Mitchell has a nice little bike shop, so you get acquainted with those people and the equipment that they have, and you see all different kinds. We have Barb and I have been riding a tandem for a number of years now, and now we have a tandem recumbent, which is like lawn chairs on a bicycle frame. And so we've graduated as we've grown older to these more comfortable types of setups. Huh. But, yeah, you can see a lot of expensive equipment. And I did want to mention, too, we are going to have some displays at the expo coming up, and there's going to be several people that are on their projects, the Schilberg Quarry project. I know John Krogman from Plastic Professionals is going to come in and show what they're doing for various improvements through their company out at Schilberg Quarry. Friends of Lake Anita are going to come and talk about their trail that goes around Lake Anita, which is now all paved. We're going to have some have a fellow come down from Jefferson who has is called All Ability Bicycles, and he's going to have bikes that are adapted for people with disabilities, and actually will allow people to ride them out in the parking lot. So we're going to have a lot of those things. Cass County Conservation Board, Frank Mitchell's going to have a little display there as well, and nobody's going to be selling anything. It's just going to be informational, and people are welcome to come and find out what's going on.
Yeah. So I think that you've included information here that if you're just thinking, well, I might like to get into this bicycling, I might want to become one of those, you have people there who could talk about what equipment you need and why you might want to do that and some of the challenges you might have. And then you have person talking about regional development. So if you've been into this a long time and you've been working on it, you got something for them too.
Yeah, we've got something for them too. And I'm sure that there'll be people there that can sign you up for a bike ride if you wanted to get into a group bike ride. I know the Tour de Tivoli folks are coming down from Elkhorn with a display, and that's just a wonderful bike ride, and they've done a nice job with
that. Okay, so get signed up if you're interested. Okay, the second Cass County Bike Trails Expo is...
At 6 o'clock, the doors open at the Cass County Community Center. The program starts at 7, and everybody's welcome. No admission charge, and there will be door prizes.
Oh, hey, come and sign up and see what's happening, and that's all on this coming Monday, April 29th at the Cass County Community Center. Thank you so much, Dave Chase, for visiting with us today.
Thank you, LaVon. I enjoy your show
a lot. Oh, thank you. This is a reminder from Grandma Moses. Life is what we make it. Always has been, always will be.